Happy Friday! Woo! It's Friday. I love Fridays. Especially during football season. It's sunny outside. Nothing to do but watch football tomorrow. A little Auburn LSU, a little Ole Miss Alabama. These are the things that I look forward to all year, and we're 24 hours away. So, hope you're as pumped up about your weekend as I am. All right, today I'm thinking about the things that need to happen for Ole Miss to beat Alabama. Of course, we all know that the Rebels are heavy underdogs. Everybody knows the story about the Ole Miss defense. There's really no need for me to go into that. Today, I'm just thinking about how Ole Miss could beat Alabama. If Ole Miss were to beat Alabama, how it could happen. And it's not completely unheard of. I mean, Barrett Salee, the CBS college writer, who picked Ole Miss to beat Alabama before the season even started, is sticking with his guns and thinks Ole Miss will beat Alabama. Kirk Herbstreit, who admittedly may just be trying to build drama for TV ratings, says that the Ole Miss offense is dangerous enough to cause Alabama problems. So, I mean, it's a possibility that Ole Miss could beat Alabama, despite what we saw against Southern Illinois last weekend. So, today I'm just thinking about how Ole Miss could beat Alabama. What needs to happen? All right, number one, Tua, and I really hate saying this guy's last name, Tua Tagovailoa. I'm sure I butchered it. Tua Tagovailoa. All right, he's just a sophomore. I know that he's been crowned as an immortal already because he did come in the second half of the national championship game last year and managed to lead Alabama to a win over Clemson. And he looked pretty dang good against Louisville and Arkansas State. Tua Tagovailoa. I'm here to tell you that he is not immortal. He looks really good and he's really talented. But he's not immortal. And he's only a sophomore. And he really doesn't have a whole lot of game experience. He's played 2.5 football games. There's a chance that kid's going to have a bad game eventually. And it could be Saturday night. It doesn't have to be a terrible game. We're just talking about a couple mistakes. A couple interceptions, a fumble, maybe just some miscues. The kid could have a bad game. And just because he beat Louisville and Arkansas State doesn't mean he's the best quarterback to ever play the football game. I mean, we're not talking about elite-level football teams here. So, Tua could have a bad game. And I think for Ole Miss to beat Alabama, we need Tua to have a bad game. Can I just call him Tua? Is that okay with you guys? We need Tua to have a bad game. That's number one. Number two, Jordan Ta'amu has to have a Heisman Trophy-like performance. He's got to throw for 5 or 6 touchdowns. He's got to gash Alabama early. I think he's got to use his legs a few times to put the defense back on its heels, and which is something he hasn't done all season. I'd like to see him do it a couple times, especially in the first half, just to make Alabama's defensive backs be honest. And I guess this is maybe a separate thing, but I'm going to call it the same thing. He's got to have a Heisman Trophy-like performance, and I think it's possible because if there's one quote-unquote weakness about Alabama, it's that it has a young defensive secondary. I mean, they're just young. I'm sure they're all 5 stars, and they're probably immensely talented. But they're young. They did give up passing yards to Louisville. Ole Miss has 3 receivers that could go in the first round of the NFL draft. Ta'amu is very accurate with the deep ball. I mean, I think you know where I'm going with this. Ole Miss could light up the scoreboard with this passing game. this weekend, and we need that to happen. So that would be the second thing we need to happen. We need Tua to have a bad game. We need Ta'amu to be lights out. And of course, it goes without saying that that includes NWO too. And then number three, we need the Ole Miss defense to snap out of it and play with a huge chip on their shoulder and come out to prove that last weekend was not who they really are, that it was somewhat of an aberration. We need them to play lights out football and stop Alabama a couple times. And by a couple, I mean really more than that. But you know what I'm saying. Those guys have got to play lights out. I mean, you know they've heard. They've seen their film. They've heard what people say on Twitter and Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff. They know what the people on ESPN are saying. We need those guys to play with a huge chip on their shoulder and come out and prove that that's not who they were, that Southern Illinois, that game, is not who they really are. We need them to just play lights out. I don't know any other way to say it. They got to play awesome. And last weekend just needs to be an aberration. I don't know if that's really the case, but we need to see those guys step it up. And, you know, maybe they will. If you can't get up for Alabama, you can't get up for anybody. It's the number one team in the country coming to Vaught Hemingway Stadium. So, yeah, those are the keys to the game, if you will, if Ole Miss wants to win this thing. And, of course, it goes without saying a couple turnovers would be nice, too. My prediction? Well, my prediction is I don't think it's going to be 66-3 like it was last year. I think Ole Miss's offense is going to score. I just think they're not going to score enough. I think Alabama wins it 52-31, which is really right on what the Vegas line is. But I think 52-31 sounds about right to me. I think Alabama's going to score a lot of points. And I don't think last weekend was an aberration with the Ole Miss defense. Hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong, because I can't wait to watch the game. I really can't. I'm fired up for it. I do think that the Ole Miss offense gives the Rebels a chance. Just worried that the defense washes that chance out. But we'll find out together tomorrow night. I'll talk to you later.